A rocky term for Seth Williams comes to an end in 2018. Putting an end to plenty of speculation, Philadelphia's district attorney has decided not to run for re-election this year. WHYY's Tom McDonald was on hand when the embattled Williams made the announcement.
DA Seth Williams made that call after agreeing to the biggest settlement ever with the Philadelphia Ethics Board last month. He paid a $62,000 fine for failing to disclose more than $160,000 in gifts and income, including gifts from defense attorneys involved in cases being prosecuted by his office. Williams says the issue has become a distraction.
During my tenure, I have made regrettable mistakes in my personal life and in personal financial life that cast an unnecessary shadow over the district attorney's office. We recently had a press conference to talk about the enhancement of our conviction review unit, but the first five questions were about me receiving gifts.
Williams went on to say he will stay in office until his term is over and work to gain back the trust of the people.
I will spend the balance of my term trying to regain their trust, the trust that I have lost, and will continue to make this office better than it was when I arrived. That's my goal.
After finishing, Williams did not answer questions from reporters. Rich Negrin is one of five Democrats vying to be the next DA. He says the departure of Williams creates a truly open primary.
One of the things that folks I don't think gave Seth enough credit for was that, you know, he was an incumbent and he was the first African-American elected to that office, which was a great accomplishment. And, you know, I think the shame in what we've seen is that he has been a significant disappointment.
Mayor Jim Kenney is praising Williams for making a hard choice.
I think clearly that he has made the determination that it did affect the office and made the right decision. And I wish him well in whatever he chooses to do in the future.
Democratic Party leaders have said they will not endorse any candidate in the primary. There is also one Republican to be the city's top prosecutor, but party registration in the city is overwhelmingly Democratic. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.